beautiful horse tails that come out, comets that come up, colors that go across the sky.
Deborah Colby is the owner of Champneys Fireworks. She stands in front of a TV display, giving her customers a preview of what they might buy. Lissa and Jessica Dubois of Hopkinton huddle close to the screen, transfixed.
These are pretty cool.
I ask them how many fireworks they're buying for the 4th of July.
Oh, no. Like 20?
In this store, it would be easy to want many more than 20 fireworks, especially when they're things like...
Poopy Puppy is a super popular item.
That's right, the Poopy Puppy Firework.
Well, you can see here, you can position it to sit on the ground. You light the fuse and, well, you can see the rest.
The little plastic puppy squats and makes a firework. There are also plastic chickens that lay eggs, blooming sunflowers with flames for petals, and mini motorcycles that shoot fiery exhaust. And that's just the small stuff. I request a demonstration, you know, for radio sake. We step across the street into a private field and watch them go up.
That was pretty loud.
That's me. Don't put a microphone next to your fireworks at home. That was a 200-gram aerial cake, which is powerful enough that sometimes it can lift off the ground and tip over.
That's why we strongly recommend people put bricks or blocks on the sides.
Colby says public safety is the most important part of her job. Not everybody knows how to shoot off fireworks, and they can be dangerous. Back in the store, Colby gives all of her customers a complete list of instructions.
It's very important to us that people know how to use these things properly. Even when they tell me they've done them before, you know, I say, well, you may have just been lucky. I'm going to make sure that you're safe this time.
In addition to keeping their customers safe, Champneys Fireworks also provides information on local firework ordinances and bans. In New Hampshire, you can only set off fireworks on private property, and rules vary from town to town. As for the Colby family, they are planning a big show at their house. Colby's daughter, Christiana, also works in the shop. I ask her what they have in the works.
It's kind of a tradition that we have to do something. Something awesome has to happen on the 4th of July.
And she says, as a family that owns a fireworks shop, it would be a crime not to blow something up. For NHPR News, I'm Cordelia Zars.